Well, as we continue on a very special Veterans Day show, as we talk about our friends at the Battle Within who are helping veterans and first responders right here in Kansas City get on their journey back from PTSD, Kira Torkelson is an alum of the Battle Within. She is also one of the program's key mentors. And you may recall a story of Kira who was shot during the Fort Hood attack. And Kira, good morning. Thank you for being here on KCMO. Some people may recall you being a part of this attack, but take us back now nearly 15 years to what happened and how that has framed really the last nearly 15 years of your life.
Well, good morning, Pete, and thank you so much for having me on. It's an honor and privilege. So, yeah, it was 13 years ago, actually, this past November 5th, and it was a crazy day for something like that to happen in the States. We're getting ready to deploy, just going through the medical stations, checking boxes, and a man jumped up and shouted Allah Akbar and started shooting directly into the crowd that I was in. Instantly, I was hit in the top of my head, and I got down and started crawling around and was able to eventually get out of that building and into another building. And once I was in the other building, I felt something in my back and I pulled my jacket off and another soldier pulled a bullet out of my back. It was really crazy ordeal coming back from that, already having PTSD from my childhood, so being predisposed to it, but then having a lot more issues. And the regular mainstream medical model doesn't always work for everyone. I struggled with being on tons of medications and still being in pain every day and just miserable, irritable, depression, low motivation, hypervigilance, being scared to leave my home, not wanting to go grocery shopping. Just wasn't a really good, sustainable way of life. So I started on a journey of natural healing.
So what was that moment like for you when you're like, all right, I need something like the Battle Within. I may feel good on certain days, but I'm not getting better. Some of the examples you just cited, what was that like?
You know, it's so, when you're there, you feel so defeated almost because you're just at this bottom of this hole and you don't know which way is out. And it's very frustrating, and it's nice to have a friend, a veteran, a coworker, someone come along and offer you that rope and give you that advice and tell you about this program that has saved numerous lives.
Mm-hmm. When you went through the program, the Battle Within, and by the way, I don't know if I mentioned it or if you mentioned it, but you are, you know, you're an Olathe South graduate. You are Kansas City. I mean, you know this region, this town is as well as anybody growing up here. So knowing that it's right in our backyard, how did that factor into saying, hey, I can go right up the road, I can go through this program? Like, what made it feel like home for you, knowing that this was not on the other side of the country, it was right here in Kansas City?
Yeah, so I was actually medically retired in 2013, left feeling just like, what do I do now? Mm-hmm. And 2017 is when I went through this program, and I had another veteran come along and tell me about it. And I was so shocked that something, a holistic, especially because that's where I was really diving deep into holistic ways, getting toxins out of my homes, just all the holistic ways, because the other way wasn't working for me. Mm-hmm. And for a veteran, another fellow veteran to tell me, I was shocked that it was just right in my backyard and I could just go down the street for 5 days and come out with so many tools and just a new perspective. And it was so refreshing.
When you look at this, now being a mentor with the program, what would you say to the veteran right now who's listening, the first responder who's listening, who is this close, Kira, I mean, this close to just picking up the phone, to reaching out to the Battle Within, but just can't do it? What would you tell them right now?
I mean, I would say, what do you have to lose? Some more sleepless nights, some more bad days. This program was pivotal in my healing journey. So I'd say go for it.
Yeah. Now, when you look at being a mentor, what has that meant to you in terms of still continuing your journey and getting to see people grow and get healthier and get better every day?
I absolutely love to mentor. First of all, seeing those faces come in on Monday and then them leave on Friday, that change is so huge for me. But I learn too. Every time I'm there, I'm always constantly learning and improving my life as well.
Well, Kira, thank you again for being here, for being a part of the show on Veterans Day. So grateful for you and everything that you have done. And we'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.
Thank you, Pete. You too.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.